da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dye here on Cristo the Rock tonight. You can hear us on the wordfm.com, and I am speechless. I'm just speechless. We are having such a wonderful time tonight, sharing and our experiences and just learning and sharing amongst each other about Christ's faithfulness. And those of you that are tuning in or that have just tuned in, we're talking about Christ's faithfulness in His grace, how He revealed Himself by His grace, and also in our growth process. And if I'm listening to my friend here, Simona, and I'll tell you what God has done in her life is just amazing. I hear Ricky, and each one of us has a story and how we're just sharing. And we want you to hear what God, not only what He's doing in our life, but what He can do in your life. If you open up your heart to Him tonight, I don't know where you may be. You may be driving somewhere. It's Saturday night, and I don't know where you're headed. But wherever that may be, I want to just remind you, because I'm sure you already know, that there is a living God that loves you beyond your imagination. And Christ is so faithful that He gave His only begotten Son. God is so faithful. He gave His only Son to die on the cross for you and I. Not because we deserved it and not because we're special, but because He loved the world and because He wants to offer salvation. Mm-hmm. And that's the grace that we have received.
Amen.
And we were sharing in the previous segment before we went on to a break, and then we had this amazing conversation, but how God introduced His faithfulness through grace, and then we come to meet Him, but then we come to Him as babes.
Right.
We realize, and there's areas of our life that start transforming and changing. And then through life, we walk in this life, we're not immune to going through trials. We're not immune to going through situations that may hurt us, that may affect our life in such a way. And we very briefly talked about a mutual experience that we both have had.
Yes.
I think, no, all three of us have had.
Yes.
All three of us speak the same language when it comes to that. And I'll tell you that this morning, and this morning I heard a young man. And I love it to hear young people on fire for God. And I'm not, I will not trivialize that. It's their season and their spot. But as you grow older and you see different things and you've been through different things, this young man was saying that if you're a believer, you can never be depressed and, you know, you can never go through anything. And in my heart, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Okay? And I hope he never goes through anything. But there are a lot of other people out there that are listening to me today and that are in this room with me tonight that we have experienced some very piercing things. And each one of us, I'm sure, can share our story, and it could make us cry all over again. But one of the things that we have in common is that we've experienced what it is to feel deep depression.
Right.
And deep depression is a consequence of a deep wound and of a hurt, of something that has happened in our life that has altered our life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For some people, it's the loss of a job. And people will come in and they'll quote scripture and they'll say, you know, where's your faith? And I want to tell you that depression is a consequence of pain.
You said something so powerful that happened to me. Well, where's your faith, brother? You're an anointed man of God. Yeah. It's deeper than that. See, that's when they get religious.
There you go.
Like that young man, a lot of zeal but no knowledge.
Yes.
And so you have to have a balance, because Jesus never said it was going to be easy.
Oh,
exactly.
No.
But He said, I'm going to walk with you because I'm a faithful God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right what you're saying, because I went through that. And from time to time, you hear those words, where's your faith?
Right.
You know?
And when you say that immediately, and I think we shared this briefly, when we analyze Elijah, who had just shown his faith.
Exactly.
He had displayed his faith publicly, and there's no doubt he had it.
Right.
But there's the natural side of us, of how God created us.
Yes.
He created us with emotions. He created us
passions,
with a heart, with passion.
Yes.
And whether it be fatigue, whether it be a crisis, whatever that may be, we all physically respond differently. Now, if you share what made you feel depressed, if you share what made you feel depressed, you know, whatever that may be, the fact is that you felt that way.
Right.
And God does step in. If you analyze the scriptures, okay, Analyze the scriptures. God is close to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
He hears the cry of the brokenhearted.
Amen.
If you analyze the book of Psalms, there's so many scriptures that right now you and I can just go back and forth, back and forth, and quote over again where the Bible says, and I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry.
He's faithful.
He is close to those that are brokenhearted.
Amen.
So does that
Amen.
Mean that we're never going to be brokenhearted? Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Now, some people go through different levels of brokenness. Some people cry because their girlfriend left them.
Right.
You know, and we can't trivialize that. Because if that's what is hurting that person, so be it. But then there's deeper issues in time and in life.
As you guys are talking, again, this is Simona. As you guys are talking, I asked the Spirit of God to just guide me in the Bible right now with a scripture. Just to prove how Christians, we also do go through hard times. That's why he wants us to rely on him. Yeah. It's not just one time and then he saves us and then we're fine. No, we're going to go through tribulations. Yeah. We have to. That's why Satan's doing his job. He wouldn't have a job. So he says this. He's got to be unemployed.
We want him unemployed.
So he says, Matthew 5, verse 3 up to 10. This is what Jesus said. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry. There's a lot of depression because they have no food. They're depressed because there's no food, there's no job, there's no money.
And so many people right now can relate to that.
Yes, and blessed are those who are hungry thirsty for righteousness, for they shall be filled, he says. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called son of God. Like yourself, Diana, you're a peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
So hallelujah.
Amazing.
Yes.
And it's right there. It's in the scripture.
Gloria
a Dios. When we understand that this walk, I mean, if Christ himself, the Bible says that he cried.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when
Jesus lloró.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when the Bible says that when they came to him with the news about Lazarus, whom he loved.
Right.
Okay, whom he loved. Mm-hmm. And he knew that he was going to resurrect. He knew there was a plan.
Right.
And he had to fulfill his plan.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that, you know, Mary and Martha, they cried. The people around them cried. And the Bible says that he cried.
He did.
But it wasn't even, it was his love for Lazarus to see that he had died. But also because of their non-belief, their lack of belief, their lack of faith to know that he was going to resurrect them. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to transmit is that wherever you may be, whatever it is that you may be experiencing, God will meet you there.
Yes.
And some of us, some of people, a lot of people, turn to different sources to fill that void.
Like
to
myself.
Call, to, en español se dice como anestesiar el dolor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Para poder anestesiar ese dolor que es tan profundo en el alma.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sometimes when you tell someone, you know, I'm depressed, I feel, and I shared this with someone recently, and they agreed with me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was in an abyss.
Right.
I've never been in such a dark place.
Right.
I could not laugh. I could not. I had not heard myself laugh, and I laugh like all the time.
Yeah.
And it was the darkest place I've ever been. And only because I know that God is so amazing.
Amen.
And I love my children.
Mm-hmm.
But the thoughts of just death is better than what I'm feeling.
Right.
Kept bombarding my mind.
Wow. You're saying something that's stirring up in my spirit. Ella está diciendo algo. Evangelist Di, de su experiencia que ella tuvo en la vida también, ¿verdad? Como pastora. You were saying about all that. But God demonstrated his faithfulness in your greatest trial.
Yes.
Dios siempre prueba su fidelidad, la muestra cuando uno está pasando por una prueba grande. Siempre la va a enseñar, pero hay que aclamarlo, hay que buscarlo.
Amen.
Bible says that we look for him, and we shall find him with a whole heart. We got to seek.
Mm-hmm.
And that faithfulness comes and meets you where you're at.
Amen.
That's right.
Because I've been in places, yo he estado en lugares donde me siento como Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
En la panza del pescado adentro ahí.
Yes.
Como que me estoy ahogando, como que no hay. And I call upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel His grace right. comes in the sucker.
But there's so many people out there that don't know how to call upon Him.
No.
We have grace, thank you, God, that we know the Word. But what about the ones that don't?
And that's why we're here tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why we're here. That's why we want you to identify.
A special prayer.
Identify with what we're saying. Maybe you're tuning in and saying, I have been there. What do I do? And it's as simple. It is as simple as opening your mouth and crying out to
Amen.
God.
Yeah,
He's your friend. Talk to Him like your friend.
Exactly.
He is our friend. Jesus
yes.
is our friend.
Absolutely.
When you have problems, marital problems, work problems, and if you that are listening know Jesus Christ, it is our duty to help others with prayer, with spiritual prayer, spiritual kindness, loveness. We have to seek that for other people so they'll know. There's so many people that have woken up dead. And they're like, how did he die? Well, they call it natural causes. He never woke up. Well, guess what? How did we know what happened that moment? There's a lot of people that go through spiritual battles while they're asleep saying something came over me. I couldn't move my body. Well, then what'd you do? Well, within me, I just said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And then the spirit lifted and they were fine. But because they knew, what
yes.
about the ones that don't know, that die in sin and don't know how what to do?
And the Bible says, how will they hear if we do not
yes,
announce?
We have to be
exactly.
faithful to
That's
them.
Right. Right. And you see,
I feel for those people.
Absolutely. And God will give each of us an opportunity, will align us with people and a burden. And one of the things that I always share with people when I have the opportunity, especially with believers that are so zealous, all of us, we're zealous. We want to be used of God. And they're, you know, God, what do you want for me? I always say, what do you feel the most passion for?
Right.
What breaks your heart? What is it that makes you lose sleep?
Right.
And when you discover what it is that you have a passion or compassion for, mm-hmm. that is your assignment.
Mm-hmm. And like in Spanish, I will also say, para toda la gente que ama a Dios o que sabe que Dios existe, pon tu palabra en acción. No nomás decir, yes, there is a God. Si hay un Dios, hay Dios que me ayude. But you've got to mean it. There's a lot of, you know, in Florida, I learned a lot about people that do like spiritual acts and
yeah.
works,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
to help them out. Like,
Santeria,
you know, Santeria, witchcraft, you know. And they believe in that because why they exist. Well, guess what? Jesus Christ exists as well. God is real. Jesus is real. And we have got to do our duties and share our love with other people as well. At work, at church, everywhere we are.
And I want to go back, and this is a very important point. I want to go back to talk about our experience with people that go through depression.
Yes.
And I know that sometimes, you know, it's people refuse to talk about it because it seems as though it's a sign of weakness.
Right.
Or a sign of lack of faith.
Yes.
And there's various things that come along with it. It could also be a chemical imbalance. You go
right.
to the doctor and they say, well, you know, you've got a chemical imbalance.
That's what
Some
they say.
Women, you know, you reach a certain age and
right.
you're reaching, you know, your menopausal years. Mm-hmm. So you're going through a depression. Some men, they go reach, you know, their midlife crisis. They go through depression. And that's all valid biologically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the spiritual aspect of it. And so there's ways that
yeah.
you know that you need to resource yourself. You need to find out what it is and get to the root of it. But above all things, you need to know that you know
right.
that when you cry out to God,
yes.
he will show
Amen.
Up in your room, he will show
yes.
up in your car, he will show up wherever you cry out
Gloria
to him.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And I say this by my own experience.
You're touching something. Watch what I'm going to say. I feel the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
El hombre es orgulloso,
yes.
egoísta.
Yes.
The man, I'm a man. I'm here with two beautiful women, ministers of the gospel, and Tina, of course. Beautiful Tina, pretty Tina, the way Mike used to say. But anyway, I don't know if you have any idea what you just said. And I'm going to say it from a man point of view. I was in a state of depression for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men are depressed because they lack acceptance or love from their fathers.
That's
true.
Oh,
that's
true.
Just,
you hit the nail.
Ricky.
You hit the nail on it.
And I'm not embarrassed to say that I was depressed and wanted to commit suicide through what I went through.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say what I went through, but it was something deep. And I was embarrassed to say it. And I never told anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I told Tina and I told Cody afterwards. But God showed me there His grace and His faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a place where, like Elijah, and a lot of men are depressed right now and they're embarrassed to talk about it.
That's
My 16-year-old cousin, a month ago, hung himself. 16-year-old cousin. He was depressed because his girlfriend left him. And you said it earlier.
And I said it. Yes. I said we can't trivialize that.
Exactly.
Because we don't know.
Right, exactly.
We don't know what can push anybody off the edge.
Right.
You see, no one would have suspected that you would be depressed because you're a man of God.
And outgoing.
You know, you preach the word of God. Yes. Why would you be depressed? No one would have ever. I didn't even look depressed.
And then I was seeing miracles.
Makeup goes a long way.
I know.
And seeing the glory of God. But inside,
yes,
I was depressed. And then and then the anointing would come upon me. I would go to the place where I was staying. And I would cry at night.
Cry at night.
And I felt all alone, like nobody loved me.
And they say that men don't cry.
Yes, they do.
They do.
And I'm here to tell people that we have to cry out to God.
That's right.
So the Bible says in Romans 10:13 that if we call upon him, he will deliver us from our depression, whatever, because he's faithful, girl.
Amen.
See, I think if you recall a few nights ago, I shared very briefly with you and I told you that God will make an example. Yeah. And you see, a lot traditionally, you know, there's a few men that would probably throw a stone at you for even saying that.
Right.
You know, because, you know, that's not traditionally, that's not what we grew up to believe.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I always say, hey, Jesus was pretty cool if you ask me, and he cried.
Yes, he did.
You know, and he hurt. And, you know, tonight we're talking about Christ's faithfulness and his amazing grace, his faithfulness to us in our darkest hour. He had a dark hour.
Yes, he did.
He had a dark hour. And so when we weep in our dark hour, he can sympathize, empathize, and he understands. He relates to us. And so I want to keep on talking, but we're going to listen to Giovanni right now. And just rejoice. You know, if you're in your car, you know what? Have a good time in God. Enjoy
Enjoy.
We're going to hear Giovanni. We're going to hear Michael's Woo. We're going to come back. Stay tuned to Cristo the Rock here with Evange Dye, with Ricky, with Simona. And we are having a wonderful time in Jesus tonight. Stay tuned.
You know.
Voy a Jesucristo, yo voy a adorar, con lo de mi tierra, con lo tropical, con tambor y güira, yo voy a alabar, con lo de mi tierra, con lo tropical.
Merengue.
Sí, sí,
merengue.
Es para ti,
merengue.
Para ti, Señor,
merengue.
Para mi Señor,
merengue.
Para mi Señor,
merengue.
Voy a cantar,
merengue.
Voy a alabar,
merengue.
Voy a cantar. Tropical, con tambor y güira, yo voy a alabar.
poderoso eres tú, mi Dios. Fuerte y poderoso eres tú, mi Rey. Grande y poderoso eres tú, mi Dios. Fuerte y poderoso eres tú, mi Rey. Derrama de tu fuego sobrenatural, derrama de tu gloria sobre este lugar. Derrama de tu fuego sobrenatural, derrama de tu gloria sobre este lugar. Anhelamos más de ti, Señor.
Que hace que mi alma vibre.